can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for July 19th, 2023, episode 48.
Curry and the Keeper.
Oh, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
How are you, beautiful?
I'm doing well.
Hit me with the cheers, baby.
Cheers.
Let's
me,
cheers
baby.
Right away.
Bing.
All right. Oh, man, I've been excited to drink this one.
I think Annette and Jimmy now tap their glasses down.
Really?
Too, I think.
Really?
I think. Cheers.
You know, people don't know that. For whatever reason, we cheers and then we tap our glasses before drinking. Why is that?
I don't know.
It was When did that start? Did that start with me?
I think it started with me. I brought it over.
From Indiana?
From, a previous experience.
Oh, really?
And it's just become
our thing. I don't want to know about this previous.
No, I don't think you do.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
We've
had this wine before.
Well, only a few days ago, really. This is a dynamite wine, and there's a story behind it. But first, I shall share with everybody what this is.
Okay.
This is the Airis L Vineyards.
Mm-hmm. Here in Fredericksburg.
That's right. Airis, apostrophe L-E-L-E. The 2018 Malbec, says right here, Texas High Plains.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. It says, let me just read the bottle as we do. Malbec, smooth, savory traveler.
Ooh.
Life begins with family and friends. The blending of the Bernard and Pernod families, grafting passion and experiences, begins the story of Airis L.
Yes.
Spooky.
I have some inside
information on this wine.
I did some inside research.
On this wine?
Actually, it was presented to me. Yes.
It was handed to you on a silver platter.
Yes.
Just be honest about it. We were given this wine at the winery.
Yes, but I have some additional information that I was able to obtain.
Oh.
I had some people do some reconnaissance.
New stuff has come to light.
Yes.
Okay.
So
all right.
We were invited by Susie Bernard, who is one of the owners.
One of the Bernard Pernods. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yes. And she so generously invited us to an event last Friday night, and
where
she
they introduced,
gifted us.
Did they introduce this wine?
Yes, we had a glass of that. Yes, because remember we had the Viognier. And
Viognier is like a Saminier, only it's white wine. Viognier, everybody.
And then we had the Malbec, and then we had the Cab Franc. Remember?
Yes, we did. That's right. That's right.
So, I got a little bit of inside intel that Brett, who is one of the partners, he decided to put three words on each label for each wine, which
is the word I just read, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was. Smooth, savory, traveler.
Instead of telling the taster what notes he should be tasting.
Mulch.
Notes.
Pencil
notes.
Shavings.
So
pebbles.
So Susie shared with me that she asked him to share why he picked these words and also to tell us to share with Vineyard Nation a little bit about where the grapes originate from. So So smooth. So for the Malbec.
Wait, hold on a second. So not only did she set us up, she gave you the whole native ad. The native ad is here. It's like, she's like, I really like you guys. Could you talk about my wine on the show?
You know, and not only that.
By the way, yes.
I love the name Airis L. I mean,
that's a
beautiful name.
Yeah.
I love it. So in terms of the words, smooth and savory, because Malbecs go best that way, or taste best that way. And they're really great with a steak.
Yes.
And traveler. I think of Malbec as the traveling grape. It started in France, became main varietal in Argentina, made its way to California, and then made its way to Texas.
I didn't know that.
Ah. I didn't. So it was made for Airis L at Bending Branch Winery by Dr. Bob Young.
And is that up north? Is that the High Plains?
I'm not sure, but she goes on to say that the grapes are from Newsom Vineyard.
Yep.
Neil and his wife Janice have been growing grapes on the High Plains for over 25 years. Neil started his vineyard with his parents, Laverne and Haas Newsom. He has been one of the premier grape growers in the state. He transitioned from farming a couple thousand acres of raw crops to around 100 acres of grapes.
No.
He provides fruit to multiple vineyards around the state and has had multiple vineyard designated wine like ours. So about that?
Whenever you're going to give us free wine, we'll read whatever you want.
Oh, but not only that, we learned so much from her when we went there, remember?
I like her a lot. I think she's maybe a few years older than we are, not much. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, it's one of, she reminds me of, it's just like an ambassador's wife. Mm-hmm. Classy. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, and her husband.
Well, she's gorgeous.
So. She's gorgeous. Her husband also gorgeous. He had a lot of hair. Her husband, John, a lot of hair. Guitar player, you know, cool dude. Yeah. Very, very, very nice
easy,
people.
Very easy to chat with.
And a great vineyard. I mean, we didn't see much of the vineyard. We saw the inside of the clubhouse.
the inside of the, not, is it a clubhouse?
I call it the clubhouse. Okay. I call it the clubhouse.
All right.
Maybe it's not the clubhouse. Uh-huh. It's the vineyard house.
Yeah.
It's where everyone goes to drink.
Yeah.
And I might say, of all the parties we've been to for a wine launch that features wine, dynamite food. Yeah. Because if you're going to have a 6:30 to 8:30 type deal, you better feed me. Yeah. And most people are like, yeah, you know, here's a piece of cheese. You know,
here's a cracker. But, exactly. But yes, and we had
a lot of food.
We had a really nice time because Debbie and Todd were there and we were all just chatting and sharing stories. And it was a lot of fun. But the thing that I found very interesting was what she told us at the beginning when we first got there about how the thickness of a wine glass changes the taste of the wine.
And it really should be quite thin.
And so our Curry and the Keeper sippy cups are not, they're hardy.
I looked at you and I went like, you screwed up, bro. Those things are like coffee mugs.
I had no idea.
The dainty little thin glass.
Well, it's too late now.
I guess so. Well, they're a collector's item because we won't make them again. We're going to have to change to something else. I don't know, something with a stem perhaps? Just a thought. This is good, though.
Yes, it is very good. Thank you so much, Susie. That was just so kind of you and your husband to invite us and to donate the wine. And it's absolutely lovely.
We got, you got a huge compliment. I was talking to Robert Jensen. Robert Jensen, very, very successful. Used to have TV talk shows and he went value for value, left mainstream. And he's a wine snob.
Yes.
Wine aficionado.
He could tell that we're not really wine connoisseurs.
Oh, yeah. He's like,
we're like mulch. He's like,
I listened to that podcast you and Tina do. He said, I don't know what wines you're drinking, you know, because he's a snob, French wine snob. But not only did he think the show was really great, he loved that we do this. Uh-huh. He also said, your wife has a fantastic voice.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, don't overdo it. Just wanted you to know, I needed to pass that compliment on to you.
Thank you. I've gotten a few compliments on my voice and it's my voice. So
it's also how you use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a pro.
I use big words.
No, it's not that. It's the singing, I think. Oh. And we are number one with the bullet at IDP at Periodontistry in Burney Kerrville.
Number
one with a bullet. Everyone's listening to Curry and the Keeper at Maverick's office.
Are they? Have they been decanted?
Have they donated? Hello? Bunch of cheap asses.
It's all in your mouth. They have not. It's all in your mouth.
Well, I went today.
Yes.
For my. This was like the final test.
People. Cork soakers. We are rounding the corner on this. We see the end of the tunnel.
Almost
out of it. We see the light. We got to put our sunglasses on.
So I knew that this would require taking all three bridges out, which are cemented quite tightly in there, I might add. You know, so this is not just something
pulling against your head.
Oh no, we had to drill through them to get to the implants.
Oh my gosh.
And then unscrew them. But first, I want to say that there was a lot of, I didn't know this was going to be the last time I would be there for a procedure because I am now officially approved. I'll give you the headline right off the bat. I am ready to go. I can put anything I want in there. I can put a grill in there. I can put, what's the guy's name? The singer.
The guy
with all the tats on his face. We like him.
Oh, a Post Malone?
Post Malone. Yeah. I can get a Post Malone grill. I can get anything I want. Yep. Maverick says specifically, you can get a Post Malone grill. You know, they'll put you out and get a full sleeve at the same time. No problem. Yeah, right. Now, he had just come back from Hungary where he was studying with the best periodontist in the world.
Studying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stage.
Stage.
I guess. Yeah. Walking, you know, stage.
Yeah.
And he actually came in, you know, typical, like, wow, I'm really jet lagged. I don't know if I can do this. I'm sweating. It's like, dude, don't do that. And he already made me wait like 25 minutes because he was behind.
Oh.
And I said, it was this. And I'm going to miss all the girls there.
Well, you could go visit occasionally. Just don't brush your teeth.
Hey, hey, man, I need some help.
You're like, I miss you so much. I decided to destroy my teeth again.
It was really because I didn't really realize it wouldn't be there again. Oh. And I was like,
are you kind of sad?
A little bit. Oh. I'm like, this will be the last time I see you, yeah, really. And they're yeah. like, aren't you happy? I said, no, I'm not. Once I got past the pain thing, I kind of enjoyed
it. You love it. They're like, Adam's here. Adam's it's here. Right.
Clear the decks. Give that guy some more fentanyl so he sleeps longer. Adam's here. Anyway, they all thought it was very funny that your lip got caught in my teeth. Oh. They were like, where did that happen?
It's happened three times.
They kept looking like, what is this catching on? What can we do about this?
I have no idea. I think you're biting me and you don't realize it because you have no feeling.
Well, that could be true.
Yeah.
That could be true. So this was...
I guess they all listened to the show then.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. And they like it when we say nice things about them. Because this was only...
Maverick and the Mavens.
I got a single, sorry, buddy.
Oh.
Sorry in advance, buddy.
Did you say that we call them Maverick and the Mavens? Did you tell them
No, I forgot about that. They know now. Yeah. Maverick and the Mavens. Bernie Kerrville.
Okay, so, walk.
So this was a very physical exercise. So he had to drill through to get to the implants to unscrew those. And, you know, now, because... Basically, you can't just break them off, and you don't want to because we don't have any others. And, you know, next week, hopefully I go to Hollywood and Hollywood starts getting ready for the real deal to put the beautiful teeth in. So he had to unscrew everything, then kind of like, and you know, there's just like, and it's, you know, like, it's like the smell when you're burning ivory, like toenails.
Burning toenails.
Yeah. You never shoot a horse. When you shoe a horse, it's a smell you'll never forget. It's like it's the same stuff as your teeth, basically. Oh. So it's just, and it didn't really hurt. It's just the weirdest feeling. And then he puts the wrench in, and like, and that unscrewing with the hand. Yeah, I've told you this is a weird feeling. It's like your high school shop class, and then pulling them out. Okay. And then he has to insert a torque wrench.
So your mouth is completely empty. You just have your heel jack teeth.
I got my heel jack teeth. I should have taken a picture because you'd love it. I know I'm bleeding. You know, they're like, oh, let me just put a little gauze in there. You can just feel it dribbling down my chin. It doesn't really hurt. It's just the pressure because now he puts an actual, because I always look at everything. An actual torque wrench, like one of those, you know, with the eight edges on it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a torque wrench.
Yeah, that comes with the IKEA furniture.
It comes with the IKEA furniture. In fact, it said IKEA on the box, I think.
You have an IKEA tool?
He has an IKEA tool. And it has like a little meter. So then he'll tighten it to the right. And he has to go to the meter like four times hand strength to see if the implant doesn't turn in your mouth.
Because it has to be stationary.
It has to be stationary.
Okay.
And then he has to do it for every single one. And the bottom, it is, I can't describe what a weird feeling is because he's pushing your jaw down like this. And I just want to go, no, don't do it. Go slow. And every single one was perfect.
Oh.
The bone is good. I'm good to go. He says, you can now bite whatever you want. Anything you can bite into steel, these things will not move. So now I just need to go to Hollywood, who had already called.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, it was Curry, man. Well, I got to take some money from him. Yeah. Hey, man, it's my turn for the check. And so hopefully, maybe Friday, I don't think I'll have time because we were having dinner with David and Andrea Friday, I think.
We're going to their house.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's, so I don't think I'll have time to go.
They're closed on Friday.
It doesn't
Friday.
Work on Friday.
About?
Those guys, they have a 3-day weekend.
Yeah. Don't work on Friday.
Why am I a podcaster? I should have studied dentistry.
Right.
Wow, man.
I know.
And so, next week and then, he'll have to take it out. So Maverick put it back on and then just basically put, you know, like some glue in there. So the Hollywood doesn't have to drill it out again like he did today. So he'll just be able to take it off more or less.
So you're going to have to re-glue it back in? It's going to go loose?
Yeah, and I think he has to do an impression or mold or something. And you saw the bag. I have a whole bag filled
of color-coded
nuts and bolts, right? That's my mouth. Basically, all those little nuts and bolts fit perfectly into every orifice in my mouth. I'm so excited.
I am too.
And I was so nervous about this one because they made me wait 25 minutes.
Yeah.
He was busy because, you know, had all kinds of emergency surgeries because he just got back. And I prayed. I said, God, take me by my right hand. Just get me through this one. And it went, I sailed through it.
Oh, good.
It was phenomenal. Good.
Well, I'm excited to see your new teeth because hopefully they'll all match now because you got a couple different colors going on.
I got like a smorgasbord. I know. It's like confetti.
I think you got like an A2. I got half of
a Hollywood bridge here and then the other stuff. I know. It's a mess. I know. Thank you for not making a big deal of that until now. I appreciate that because I saw it. Trust me. And then I just wanted to say, on the way down, it's 45 minutes each way. And the way back, I listened to Stephen Meyer, Dr. Stephen Meyer, the Joe Rogan interview.
He's a brainiac.
He is a professor of scientific philosophy, I think.
Not theology.
Okay. So he's a scientist who believes in the Big Bang Theory, but that was created by God.
Oh.
And so intelligent design. And the guy's famous for it. He's written several books.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's texting me about this interview. The Mercy Me Boys.
Really?
Dave Jones, because Dave Jones has read his book before. He has a new book out. My faith grew, if it could be, even stronger by listening to this. Joe is asking all the questions. The questions he wanted to ask me that I had no answers for.
Right.
Not that Stephen Meyer had answers for everything. He said, no, just this is where I believe in God.
Uh-huh.
And you can believe in some dude with a space outfit, but still we're both saying intelligent design. And he went into all the proofs of the Bible and of scripture and it was mind blowing.
So what, it's a 3.5 hour podcast. So what time does that?
An hour and a half in is when it really starts.
Cause I started listening to it and I could barely understand.
The beginning was interesting because he's talking about the circuitry of the cell and how that had to be intelligent design and the fine tuning for the fine tuning that this circuitry has. Mm-hmm. There had to be a fine tuner, which would be God.
Yeah.
And at the end, Joe starts telling him about ayahuasca and how people find God and connect with God that way. And this guy's like, I should probably try that. Really interesting. But my faith grew. My heart was just so full. I'm so proud of Joe because to do 3 hours with this guy, and Joe's ready, man.
He's getting nudged big time.
Oh, Joe's
big time. Oh, I'll have to listen to it because I listened.
Joe hasn't said is, "I believe in God."
Yeah,
I think he's that close.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. He's being nudged.
Pray for him.
Being presented to with them.
So I just had a great day, and then came home. I walk in and I see Phoebe. Where's Mom? So and all of a sudden I see a lot of smoke wafting by, and you're like, "Help! Help!" And this fire coming out of the thing. I'm like, oh, we got a fire. What are you doing? You're like, I got to put the potatoes in, but there's fire. How do I? Grease fire basically in the grill.
I was trying to do two things at once. And thank goodness you saved me. You took over the grilling. I grilled a fantastic tri-tip.
Oh, it was so good.
It was really good.
You are a trad wife.
Traditional wife. Yeah.
That's what they call it, trad wife.
Trad wife.
These days, that's a huge compliment.
Oh, thank you.
You're the keeper, but saying.
Yeah, it was good.
You should. It's too bad you don't. You always try different recipes. You rarely go back. Sometimes you go back to the same.
Do I save them? I bookmark them.
You need to write a cookbook.
No, I don't because I take everybody else's recipes.
Indiana meets Texas.
You know what? I don't have time for this because this job keeps me busy.
It's a lot of work, this podcast.
This job keeps me busy.
And I'd like to say the newsletter. Once again, you do such a great job. This is really putting all your skills to work in this newsletter, spinning gold from yarn.
Yes.
It is so good and is so important because you remind everybody that the podcast is on. People tune in and it's funny.
And
it
give them a little taste of what's coming up.
It's funny.
So if you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe.
KarinTheKeeper.com. Subscribe to the newsletter.
Which leads me right into the clickbait headline. There's trouble in the bedroom.
Well, there is trouble in the bedroom, and I'm very disturbed by it. It's very problematic, I could say. This is not just one night this has taken place. This is a recurring problem in the bedroom.
I know, and I'm really sorry about that. And I don't have any control.
You are out of control. This is good. You're really stretching it. You better let people in on it because they're going to freak out.
So... interestingly enough, and I'm not into dream interpretation at all.
I'm not.
I just think it's subconscious thoughts that kind of come up. So I have these reoccurring dreams about Adam. Adam is always flirting with other people.
He's aloof.
He doesn't want to talk to me and I'm begging him. And it happens quite frequently. Like you're Adam Curry, Podfather, MTV
Well, so far, it's all reality. And what's the dream part?
And so I have these dreams, and it's not until I wake up, I'm like, oh my goodness. And then I go, you were in my dream again. And you say,
I'm sorry.
No, you go, what did I do?
What did I do? But the thing is, when you first wake, and the first thing we say is, good morning, Holy Spirit. Yes.
And then I love you.
By the way, I would like to consider, before you tell me how shitty I was in your dream, let's pray in the morning. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, we can do that.
Just to do that?
For sure. But it's so fresh, I got to share it. So today I had another. Last night I had another dream.
One, yes. About me?
This was a good one, though.
Oh, you? So it's not all, I'm not always.
So you and I D-bag. Were out there playing volleyball.
Okay. Was this not and what you, we call a nightmare?
And you were, I'm playing you volleyball. Were killing me on the court. You okay. were just killing me.
I know where this comes from.
No, you were just, you know what? And you were very buff, muscular.
Yes, so far reality. Where's the dream part?
You had no shirt on and you were getting mad at me because I couldn't hit the, I couldn't volley the ball back. See,
why was I getting, I wouldn't get mad at
because
you.
Because you were just spiking it and I could not volley
this,
it back.
I know where this comes from.
Where's
this
that
is
come
because
from?
We watched the episode of Friends where Monica is playing ping pong against Mike. That's what happened because when I see Monica playing ping pong, that competitiveness, yeah, that's you.
That's me.
That's you. Right down to the, I have Rosanna Dan hair because it's so humid. It's completely Monica.
I'm not sure what to do about these dreams, though. I'm really not.
Well, a dreamologist will tell us what's going on.
I don't know.
It's it's very deep-rooted. It must be some kind of deep-seated fear.
It's crazy.
But believe me, I'm kind of flirting with all the girls at Mitch's office.
Obviously, yes.
But I'm not flirting with them. You know, I'm just like, hey, I'm MTV guy. How you doing? Podfather.
Brother.
Which is my way of dealing with fear,
you
as
you flirting.
Know.
You're not flirting. I'm not you're flirting. Just being, you've got charisma.
I got charisma.
Yeah. Well, you're a very...
But first of all, it's the way
friendly guy.
It's also how I deal with fear.
Oh, okay.
I'm always making jokes if I'm uncomfortable or... Which is a bit like Chandler, I'll admit.
Yeah.
And I had reason to be fearful.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, I was
you
a little.
You got through it though. Look at you're almost done.
It was just the idea of turning those and see if they turn in your bone was not a great idea to me. So, no. And it was much.
Well, congratulations,
much better.
Babe.
Thank you for pulling me through. You have been with me every single step of the way.
I really can't wait for it to be over.
I know you're so tired of hearing me talk about it. I know.
But I gotta go clean my teeth. I got salad in my teeth.
Salad, like entire meals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just wait though. Now it's gonna be like, look. Me.
Yeah, I know.
I
know. And then I gotta like, maybe
gotta keep
I got
up with me.
No, I gotta Photoshop all the pictures of you that were
pre-teeth.
But yes, that charisma, that comedic side of you really came in handy today when we were at our property tax protest hearing today.
This was great. So they valued our house over what we paid for it. And we paid, you know, we bought it at the height of the real estate boom here. And although it wasn't crazy, we were just like, you know, it was significantly higher than last year. I mean, enough that we were like, you know, it makes a difference. Why don't we just protest it? And so we sent in the paperwork and all of a sudden the date was there. We're like, oh crap, what do we do? And we asked David, like, you know, who's our, you know, international arms dealer lawyer.
Yes.
And he says, I know a guy. He called this guy. He'll tell you what to do. And then his guy went, just go in. They'll be fine.
Yeah. He said they were working with residents. And yeah.
And so so we sat in this office. It's a little
office.
Well,
the guy was kind of stoic.
Well, wait, first we're sitting in the waiting room and the door is open. You see the board, the review board. And they're all sitting there.
They look like lions in a den.
Yeah. They're just kind of like sitting around a conference table, you know, like eyeing us and stuff. And then this guy comes in. He says, did you want to talk about it? Now, I had read all the instructions and there's an informal conversation, actually called the informal discussion.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't say informal.
What did he say?
He said, did you want to talk about it? And I'm like, he says, informal discussion. Oh, yeah, please. And so now I understand. Like, you go in there and you have the
informal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have the informal discussion. If you don't agree with what you come out of there, then you go before the review board.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's really nice. His last name is Fair, which is funny. Scott Fair.
He was a little stoic.
Yeah,
but you know, he has to be.
I think he was also a little bit nervous.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know
why. You think he knew who you were?
Podfather. He's like, oh my gosh, the Podfather. What am I going to do? Podfather's coming down on. And oh my God, it's the keeper. Should I ask for their autograph? Oh, I know. I'll change their numbers and get their autograph.
Wait a minute. We need business cards.
We just carry in the keeper business card.
I could hand it to him and say, hey, thanks. We're going to be talking about you on our show. So, I'm ordering them.
So I gave my little wrap.
And
which I
could put
was,
Adam Curry producer, Tina Curry talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
There you go.
Anyway, go ahead.
Do you like my rap?
Yes.
I had a pretty good rap. Say, hey, man, you know, like we bought this thing and then at the height and then you know, everything went down and we know you valued it down, but you went up this year. We just like you to take it back to 2022.
And he said, you know, that we look at it January 2023.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
And the market dropped.
But he already said, you know, I got wiggle room. Like, oh, okay. So we're good. So,
well, yeah, you came back and you said, you know what? I would really like you to kind of bring it back to our purchase price. Yeah. That's what
and
you
he
said.
Did. And he did. But he also gave us a whole explanation and explained how the taxes are going to go down and the ag exemption. He was really quiet. It was nice.
Yes.
It was a nice.
Yes. It was informative.
Yeah. I was like, this is, I said, hey, man, thanks, Scott. That's cool.
Yeah.
So we're walking out.
Yes. And we passed the room where the lions are sitting, waiting for us to plead our case in front of them.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting on one side of the table. Yeah. So it's almost like you're in front of a jury.
Yeah.
And, right?
And I wave at them and go, maybe next year, everybody. See you then. Thanks a lot. And they cracked up, man. Come on. They cracked up. They didn't know what to make of me. Like, what is this guy doing? Not this year. Next time. We're good.
We got a little bit of a win. It wasn't much, but it was a little bit. We'll take it. We'll take it.
I like that we did there. We showed our face and we said,
we did.
I said, look, you know, we didn't buy this house to flip it or anything. We're here to live in Fredericksburg. We, you know, we want to put in a driveway. We can't afford it this year. So now with what you're charging us here, according to this assessment. So,
yeah.
You know,
and then you asked him, you said, do you think you could bring it back down? He goes, all right, let me see if I have any wiggle room here. And he did it.
A little wiggle room. Let me see if I can change the system here. How do I do that?
Thank you for going, because I probably would have just been like, okay.
All right. I would never let you go alone. I would never let you go there without me, even though it was supposed to be Patriot FM today.
Yeah, you were supposed to.
But then I went to the vape shop because I needed a vape repair. I needed to see Jerry and Kathy. Hadn't been there in a long time. Needed to get stocked up for the vacation. And there's Matt Long, the host of Patriot FM, sitting there. And I had been complaining on No Agenda about no one in the Hill Country, all these people here, no one donating to No Agenda. He said, I heard you, man. I sent in a donation.
I heard that too. He said, nobody from Fredericksburg is supporting the show.
He said, what a bunch of douches here. He said, I sent in a donation, man. Don't worry. So I'm going to be on a show next Wednesday.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice guy. Yeah. Really nice. And just to finish that. Then this 87-year-old cowboy named Daryl.
I know you were gone for hours. I'm like, where are my spices? I'm supposed to make dinner.
I said, what do you do, Daryl? He said, well, first of all, I'm not dead. I'm living to 100. Had a heart attack of cancer. But he had this like an Indian choker on, total hat. I mean, authentic. Toured with Willie Nelson, his piano player, guitar player, ventriloquist, magician, all this stuff. He just had story after story, and he was involved in the biggest drug bust in Texas. And it was, I'm just saying, like, oh my God, this guy's a legend. This is like a documentary just waiting to happen. But you also couldn't get away because you didn't want to be rude. And he had a Lexus sport car, like 50-year-old Lexus sport car, you know, just a total character.
Yeah.
And he's a vapor.
Yeah. Vapalicious is like your Cheers bar. Totally. Where everybody comes
totally.
In,
everybody knows your name. Totally. Vapalicious is so, I love
you're like, I need to go in there. Guys. I haven't been in there a while, but you did not take Phoebe.
No, it's too hot. Yeah. Oh yeah. They always say, where's Phoebe? And how about Christina? I should have taken Christina there, but you know, she doesn't vape anymore.
Oh.
Because I saw her last time we got to.
Did Christina, you take her there the last time?
Yeah, she needed a vape thing when she was still vaping.
Okay.
Yeah, say hi to Tina. Say hi to everybody. Yeah, they're so sweet.
Oh, that's
nice. They're the sweetest people. And that's really where everyone goes. If you want to know what's going on in Gillespie County.
Go to Vapalicious.
Vapalicious is the place to go.
Well, speaking of Hill Country experiences. So last week I went with my friends, Andrea and Debbie to this woman, her name is Carmen. I got to know Carmen a little bit while I went to her house.
Is she a fortune
teller? No, but she owns
she should be.
400 acres, like...
Oh, this is when you didn't come home.
Yeah. So Andrea invited me to go, and I'm like, you know, I'll go. You know, I'll go. I'll go float in the pool for a little bit. I mean, I don't even float in our
Carmen
pool.
Goes to the bridge.
Yes, she does. And so we decided
I'll go float in the pool.
And so I said to Andrea,
"Is that what you girls do? We just go.
We just float in the pool, man." And so I said, "Well, what time are you coming home?" And she said, "Oh, before dark." And I said, "Okay, well then I'll drive with you." Well,
I might add that I had said, "You know, are you sure you don't want to be autonomous?" No, we'll be home before the streetlights are on. Don't worry.
Anyway, so we were floating in the pool. She's a beautiful, beautiful ranch, huge. Like there are cows out there and just gorgeous. And so we ended up staying a lot later. It was dark by the time we left. And so we're getting ready to go. And so to get into and out of her property, you have to go through
the cow field.
Three gates?
Yeah, with the grating two so the cows don't walk across it. Yeah.
So we go, so it's pitch dark. So Debbie and I are in her car and Andrea is like, "I'll get out. I'll press the button, open the gate." And so we can't see her. And Debbie's worried she's going to run her over. Like, where is she?
And the cows everywhere?
No, all not around yet.
So
we finally get through the first gate. Okay. And then so we're driving along. It's a long road to get a long driveway. I mean, it's a road to get to the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we get to the next button. There are all these cows like around where you hit the button.
Big black angus.
Like, yeah. And Debbie and I are like, "Oh my gosh,
a cow. Oh no."
And Andrea's like, "I'll do it."
I can see her doing that.
She goes through the cows and she presses the button.
Did you push the cows out of the way?
She was fearless. And Debbie and I were like princesses, like, "Oh my God, cows.
I like eating them, but oh, I don't want to have to look at them."
Yes. And so, so that was our encounter with the cows. And Andrea was so brave.
Phoebe and I were sitting here and we're going like, "Where's Tina? This is taking a long time.
It was a long time." But then, and then Debbie, because it's so dark, she's driving 10 miles an hour down the road because of all the deer.
Of course. Because, they'll pop right out.
Well,
yeah.
And David couldn't get a hold of Andrea. So David's texting Debbie. David is Andrea's husband, saying, "Be careful of all the deer and make sure you go slow."
Yeah, typical David. Well, he's very cautious.
Well, I could see why, because they're everywhere and it's so dark out.
Yeah, no, they'll pop right out.
That was a hill country experience.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I mean, we were in the thick of it. So, but Andrea, she's not afraid of the cows.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
What did Phoebe and I do? I sat here and listened to an MK Ultra story. That's right.
Oh, lovely.
just some homework.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of homework.
So you want to talk about what happened with Kevin on his return?
Oh.
Home.
Yeah.
Well, they had a great visit. We sent them off to Austin on Thursday.
They had two great days in Austin.
Yeah, they got to experience the city. Because, you know, I mean, Fredericksburg is a little, you know, it's a little sleepy. And, I mean, at least for kids. They're not kids. They're young adults.
This is one thing you and I are pretty bad at. We keep saying kids, but they're 30.
They're 31 and 32. They're not kids. Anyway, we thought that go to Austin, experience the city. Because there's so much more to do there. You could walk around. You can enjoy it. So we sent them off. They had a great time, and then they flew home on Saturday.
And then I guess they were really tired and jet lagged, and however it happened, you know, Kevin said something, Christina didn't hear it, but somehow Kevin's suitcase was left standing outside the door, and she put hers in, and they just were like so tired. And then an hour later, they realized that Kevin's suitcase with his Yeezys.
His prized Yeezys
and his Gucci belt. And Kevin comes from nothing. So, you know, these are very important things for him.
Well, yeah, they're not inexpensive.
No. And so the suitcase was gone.
It was stolen.
That's so horrible. Yeah.
And Christina felt so badly about it.
Oh, she's incredibly guilty. Of course, it wasn't really her fault at all. But still, it's like, it sucks.
I'm just saying, it took you an hour to figure out your luggage.
Kids, what can I say?
We empty our luggage. I empty our luggage as soon as we come home.
I know. By the way, prayers up for Christina tomorrow. She has her entrance exam for her social worker work study program. She's not great with taking tests, but she studies. She studied a lot.
Yeah.
She studied when she was here. So she'll be good.
But you shared the story about how when we were in New York, we were dating about a year. Yes. And we went to New York to your cousin's wedding.
Cousin's wedding.
And it was a black tie wedding. Mm-hmm. So you rented a tux.
And You know me, when I travel, as I told you when we were first dating, you're traveling. You should always have $500 in cash.
Yes,
with
I'm
you.
Like, I don't even have $500 in my account. But okay.
We should always have that in cash flow
over here.
And I was doing the show Sunday.
Hold on a minute. You don't have $500 in
because you take it all. Every single time I get $500 in my pocket, you're like, you have any cash? Who takes your cash? And then all of a sudden, like, I got $2 bills left, literally.
You do. You have like $6 in your
$2 bills.
I have $200 in my wallet.
I'm telling you, take all my cash, girl. It's like, oh, just need some cash, just in case. Just in case.
You told me to keep cash.
I know, but I keep, you know, at HEB, I get more cash. And half of the time at HEB, it refuses everything. It doesn't take any card or anything. It just decides not to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. That machine is not great.
You have to use the debit card.
I should go to the bank, I guess. Yeah. Boring.
Anyway, so we shared the story. Okay.
Yes. Well, and I was doing the show on a Sunday after the wedding. And you're like, oh, because we're in Manhattan. You said, I'll just take the tuxedo back.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, did you take the $500 out of the jacket? You're like, what?
And here's me. I call the tuxedo place. Yeah, I just returned a tuxedo and there was some cash in the pocket.
That's so weird. We didn't see anything. There was no cash. No, there was no cash. No, sorry, lady. You must have dropped it at home. We didn't see any cash. No cash.
I know. You were so gracious, though.
No, just
you were like, it's okay. And I felt so bad. So you shared the story with Christina.
And she felt much better. Yes. She felt much better after that. She's like, ha, Tina's the same as me. I remember specifically us saying, well, someone who needed it more got it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't need it at that point in time. So,
we had a good day with Pastor Jimmy and Annette on Saturday.
We did.
We went to go see Sound of Freedom.
Which is, first of all, it's always fun to go to the movies with them. In fact, the only time we've been to the movies has been with them.
Yeah, because you rarely like to go to the movies.
No, I despise the movies. Really.
I know, but you like going with them.
I like going with them. I like this theater. This theater is good. They got the reclining seats. There's not a lot of hassle.
Yeah, good popcorn. We had pretzels.
No, it's pretzels.
But on the way there.
First, can I just say, before we went early, so that I could help Jimmy with his sound.
Yes.
With his sound, because he bought the Rodecaster Duo. I'm very excited for it. And so he is a
podcaster for sure now.
He is now.
100%.
And we dialed that. I can't wait to hear it. So we dialed that thing in so good. Man, we got Annette in. Annette, she does not like doing this. She's got a lot of getting used to. She's like, I don't like my voice. You know, it's all new.
Yeah.
She has no idea how good she is.
I know.
I can say it 100 times. She won't believe me. And at a certain point, Jimmy Dale. I heard her go, Jimmy Dale. Jimmy Dale. She's so upset about it. And it was me making her do it all.
Because you needed to hear her.
It sounds good.
It does sound good.
I'm very excited about that sound.
So
the next episode will be with the new sound.
Lovely. We're on our way to
by the way, Jimmy is driving 35 miles an hour in a 70.
Oh, he was?
Because he's so relaxed from his Sabbath sabbatical.
Sabbatical.
And I could tell.
He was
doing 67 in a 70.
You were watching?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he was not stressed. He's holding on to the wheel with his finger, two fingers and a thumb on each hand, like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm like, look, where's this? No stress. This man has no stress. He's completely... he's like high on life. You can see it. He's almost just,
that's good.
Yeah.
I'm really
happy
about
what he should be doing.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
But as we were driving there, he gave you a little pronunciation lesson. Do you remember that? Yeah. That's what good friends are for.
Bible tip. He said, Bible tip.
Yes.
Now, by the way, no one corrects me on stuff except you and Dvorak.
Okay.
I don't think anyone dares do it for some reason. Oh. I love getting corrected.
Yes.
He says, Bible tip. Oh, what's the Bible
tip? Is that what he said? Bible tip.
He says, it's Ephesians, not Ephesians. And it's ecclesiastes.
No, that's not it.
Ecclesiastes.
That's not it. That's not how you say it.
How do you say it?
Oh my.
Ah!
Shoot. It's not ecclesiastes, though.
Ecclesiastes.
It is not ecclesiastes.
It's Ephesians. Oh, now you've confused me. Everyone's at home yelling at their podcast.
I know.
Right now. You don't know.
I don't know.
I know. I screwed it up because I wrote it down phonetically. It's one of those things that you get wrong and you keep doing it wrong.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think you've ever done it wrong. Yeah. Hold on. Here it is.
I'm not at that portion in the Bible yet.
I skip around. Hold on. That's Old Testament, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How come I can't find it? Well, Ephesians is New Testament. Okay.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. There you go. I got it. Nailed it.
You
got
it phonetically? Hopefully you nailed it. If not, Jimmy will correct you.
I looked at the Bible.
Yeah.
So, handy Bible.
Anyway, I mean, we just love.
Ecclesiastes.
We say it all the time, but we always have such a great time with them.
Ecclesiastes.
You're still on that.
No, Ecclesiastes. Oh, man.
Maybe you should call Jimmy right now and ask him.
I'm not going to say it ever again. I need a recording just so I can play it. Yeah. Ecclesiastes. God, I'm sorry. Jesus, don't hate me.
His heart is in the right place.
It is.
Don't hold it against him.
I'm not going to say it. No. Anymore. I'm afraid. You screwed me up now. I know Ephesians. This is pissing me off.
I think it's Ephesians.
It's Ephesians.
Let's move on.
Ecclesiastes.
Jimmy needs to record it and then send it to you. What are you doing?
I'm going to get the pronunciation guide.
Do you want me to ask Siri?
How to pronounce that word. Here we go. Here, ready? Here we go.
Ecclesiastes.
Got it. Say it again.
Ecclesiastes.
Thank you. One more time.
Ecclesiastes.
How can we? Ecclesiastes. That's what I said. So I was reading Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes.
Okay, got it. I'm never going to forget now. Ecclesiastes. This dog is snoring, by the way.
I know. I can hear her through my headphones.
Phoebe Ecclesiastes.
Anyway, we always have such a great time with them. Oh. There's nothing short to talk about. I mean, I hung out in Annette's pool yesterday. I weighed in her pool too. I floated in her pool.
By the way, bad news about our pool.
Oh, I know.
Did you know that we don't just have so the light went out?
Yeah.
It's not just a light. It's basically a graphics card.
Oh.
It's like a small iPhone.
Oh.
Price wise too.
Planned obsolescence.
Planned 5 years and it's done.
Oh.
So now I have to go find one on eBay. Because they don't really make these anymore. Oh yeah. Oh no, this is a whole thing. Oh. Danny the pool doctor found one. So he said, maybe you can find this other one, the newer one. It's a mess. A graphics card. How about just a light? No, because it has to do all that, you know. Oh. All those colors and all that stuff. Look, it came with the house.
So I'm glad I don't have to worry about it. I have a newsletter to write every week.
I know. I'm just doing maintenance on our pool graphics card.
Anyway,
if anyone has a line on a Hayward, Hayward LPC US 11150.
What about Paul in Austin?
I'm seeing him.
Oh, you are? Ask him.
Wednesday when I go to...
Yeah, see if you can hook us up.
I'm going to... Was it the dad podcast? The dad something?
Yeah.
He said he was going to come drop by. Maybe he can help.
We need to go to another... We need to go to the meetup in Austin and bring Jimmy and Annette with us.
Yes.
Because I need to talk to the glass guy.
Baron Scott is working on... It's a float-up meetup.
Oh, I'm not doing
that. We're not going to do the floating, but maybe we could go to the meetup afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
But getting back to Sound of Freedom.
Ecclesiastes.
So we had a great Saturday with them. We went and saw the movie and then we went out to dinner and I just love them. I do. I'm so blessed. I feel so blessed that they're in our lives.
Me too.
So.
Me too. Ecclesiastes.
And I do miss Pastor Jimmy at church. But the Sunday sermon was phenomenal.
You can't
with Bill
talk
Loveless.
About that.
I know, but I can talk about just in general. Just I'm not talking about the church. I can talk about the message.
Okay.
The worship team on fire. On fire.
Pastor Jeff.
Yes.
Out of control. That guy.
He's not out of control. He's in complete control.
So good.
So good.
So good. Yeah.
I mean, it's just reverberating. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's great. But yeah. So
with one of my favorite hit songs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What song was it? I believe. Is it I Believe?
Yeah, I already shared it with Annette. I go, I know I'm not supposed to talk about church, but can I tell you something nice?
Just so everyone knows, you know, we are we are supposed to be their friend shepherding through this, yes, and not talking about anything at church, so they don't think about church.
She said not anything bad, though. I can talk about good things.
There's nothing bad.
No.
It's not a single thing. It's only good.
Yeah. But what was interesting is that Bill Lovelace, who is actually the author of the marriage workshop manual that we're doing, not manual, but the whole program, mm-hmm, he talked about freedom in Christ. And, you know, I had a revelation. I had a revelation while he was sitting.
Is this something I can read in Ecclesiastes?
Show off. And, you know, it talks about how.
I want to know your revelation. What was the revelation?
It was about how Christ basically sets you free. And yes, there was a couple things that I thought of. I mean, you knew that I was wrestling with things, you know, from my past that I had to hold on to that I held on to, not mm-hmm, had to hold on. But one thing that I didn't realize was that how I was set free with my relationship with my mom. Because, you know, I've had my mom and I've never really been close. You know, she's my mom. And the last time I saw my mom, I was very much at peace. And it wasn't until Bill was talking about how he got freedom through Christ, mm-hmm, how I realized how that impacted me with my mom. And like the Holy Spirit was just working through me. And it wasn't until I was faced with that situation that I realized it was gone. It was gone.
Wow.
Yeah. It was so cool. To be released from that bondage of she wasn't this, I wasn't that, you know, we didn't do
this.
Is that
because you forgave her?
Freedom through Christ, you know,
And that truth shall set you free.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was
so
really
true.
And you know, the word that just kept coming up for me was surrender. That's my word. Mm-hmm. That's my word for the rest of 2023.
And for me, it's I've given up the right to be offended.
Yes. That's what you said the last time too.
I know. I'm going to keep saying it. Yeah. Sorry. I'm repeating myself.
Okay.
I don't want to be offended. I'm offended that you said that.
Yeah.
It's so good. I really enjoy it. It is so intense, the wrong word. So we do this Zoom call every Monday.
With the marriage class. Yeah.
It's an hour. The men and the women do separate Zoom calls. And we all, and somehow through the magic of Zoom, it all kind of works. And then we all get together and we do all the couples. And it's five couples together?
Five. Yeah.
And
sounds right.
And first of all, we all know each other from church. And, you know, again, we've got like, you know, veterans, we've got surgeons, we've got arms dealers. We got DJs,
we have oil
podcasters,
we have
oil tycoons.
We've got designated.
So these are, of course, these are all everyone successful in their own field, you know, but it's really, it's nice. It's raw, you know, dudes just saying, you know, being honest and open. I'm sure the women do the same thing.
Yeah. You're ribbing me. Cause you were like, we don't say that in the men's group. You talk, you're telling stories about us. We don't do that. We just talk about how much we honor our wives.
Well, we love our wives. We honor her like Christ honored the church. We don't tell stories. We don't say,
I told the story about the anniversary card. You did? I go, yeah, I told
you wanted to punish me.
I go, yeah, I wanted to stay mad at you. Yeah, and I told him I punished you for a whole day. Yeah. And it was great.
A day that came back for weeks. What are you talking about? Repent. I just want to say it's so cool to do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I grew up with women, you know, so I've never really had any kind of these conversations, like dudes, we don't talk about our marriage. We don't talk about that with other people. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, and here we're just really open, like, all the pitfalls of marriage and all the stuff you can fall into.
We talked about conflict and forgiveness, mm-hmm, you know, and
how we approach conflict and forgiveness.
And what I said to them is that I don't like the energy in our home when we're in conflict. No. And so we don't stay there very long.
We do not stay there long
because I don't like it. I know that you don't like it.
Absolutely.
And so
we'll both be like, hey, I don't feel good about this. No. Okay. Neither do I. Let's talk about it.
I mean, what happens is our fleshly behaviors get, it'll be interesting to see going forward how we approach these things.
There's never going to be a conflict.
Oh, we're going to be perfect.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
According to Ecclesiastes. It can't be the title. We got to have some other title, but that's all I can think of right now.
Proper pronunciation, maybe. Adam learns how to speak. Bible speak.
Bible speak. Yes.
101 mm-hmm. with Adam Curry.
Yeah, I'm doing my best here, baby. Do my best.
Ephesians. Ecclesiastes.
Ephesians.
Ephesians.
Not Ephesians. Bible tip.
Bible tip.
Bible tip. There you go. Bible tip.
But anyway, so we were talking about, I was telling how, you know, with conflict, I said, sometimes when you're mad though, it's like, I kind of like being in that position sometimes. Cause it
really
not so much now, but in the past, like it gives me power to really? Be like, oh, you know, you didn't give me a card on my anniversary, on our anniversary. And not necessarily, I don't necessarily feel that way now, but it makes me see that those were fleshly behaviors mm-hmm. and not really Christ-like behaviors of acceptance, forgiveness, you know? And I loved how they said, you know, when you don't forgive somebody, you're basically building your own prison. You're building your own prison. You're in your own jail.
You build up, you put another brick in the wall.
Yeah. And so even though you may say, oh, I'm fine. I don't need to talk about that. I'm done. My life's better off.
F-word.
It's not because it's still, you're still in that prison. Mm-hmm. You don't ever get out of it because it's always there. It's never resolved.
Do you feel that since we started this 4 weeks now that things have changed?
Yeah, oh yeah, for too. Sure.
Me too.
How could it not?
Just you know? To ask. Yeah.
I mean, when I think about Jesus being the vine, you know, like completely well, like
the
connected.
Other day you were kind of having a mini freak out.
I was.
And for a nanosecond, I felt myself going,
and oh, went, you really calmed me down too.
And then I went, look at this daughter of God. Oh. She needs help. And I was completely, I wasn't suppressing anything. It just wasn't there. I just felt, let me help you. What can we do? How can we work on this problem together? And I keep realizing all these times when I used to think, I'm doing this. I don't have time for this stupid crap. Can't you figure it out? Just in my head, right? That's not really what I would say.
No, you were very calm because I'm like, I don't understand numbers, Apple numbers, and I don't have time for Excel.
By the way, no one understands Apple numbers.
I was trying to get our KNCB order together, and I was just frustrated. And
it just felt so good to not, I didn't get spun up. I didn't get
you didn't.
Mad.
You were so
I didn't.
Calm.
I didn't get offended by.
I hope
you
I
going,
could be like you.
I know. Well, read Ecclesiastes. Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop now. I've overdone it. I went too far on that one. I went too far. I went too far.
No, but what I did come to the realization was, I'm bringing this all on myself. This is all my own doing.
Your scheduling.
My own doing. This mm-hmm. is all my own doing. So, no, I think that yes. No, yes.
Yeah, no.
I definitely feel that. I definitely feel a transformation for sure.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be misfires. You're going to go up and you're going to go down. You just got to keep faking it.
Sure.
It's just, yeah.
That's normal.
The one thing, though, that I have here is that when you're faced with issues, this is what Brenna and Paul said.
We're leading this whole
So like when we're faced thing. With issues, the first thing you pray, you approach, you repent, and then you transform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is PRAT. PART.
The acronym.
P-A-R-T.
Not the best acronym in the world, but
PART.
PART. Pray.
Pray, approach, repent, and transform. PART.
PART. Which means you're parting? I don't know. I think
I'm
we could
doing
do
I'm pulling Adam Curry. You come up with the acronyms all the time.
This is not a great one.
Okay. Sorry.
By the way.
Yeah.
Who do I thank for this pen?
Oh, Ashley Slater.
She gave you with your birthday present.
Yes, which I want to talk about too.
Talk about that now.
Yeah. So I mentioned on the show, and we'll put the photo in the show notes of the journal.
Really?
So
better send it to me.
Yes, because Sir David Foley asked, or is he Duke?
You mean your
Baron?
He's Grand. My Grand. He's Grand Duke.
Grand Duke.
Your marketing. Your marketing.
My marketing arm. I wish I could hire him. That's what I said to you.
Can't afford him.
I go, David's got so many great ideas. I wish I could just hire him. I'm like, oh, that's right. I don't even get paid.
Dude.
So
all our money's going towards the new graphics card in the pool.
I know.
That's what's happening.
So, he emailed me and he's like, I want to see this journal. So it was a journal that Ashley Slater made for me. It's a leather journal. My mm-hmm. daughter Ellen gave her the artwork and she took Ellen's art and she leather pressed it into the front of the journal.
For your birthday.
And it's absolutely beautiful. And I was pondering, like, what should I do with this journal?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want it just to be just some regular journal. So I decided that it's going to be all of my memories that I have from being a little girl to present day.
Wow.
So I wrote the opening page to Ellen because I'm going to leave it to her when I go join Jesus up in heaven.
Yeah.
And so I wrote the opening page and I wrote one story in it. And I'm it's going to be random stories, like different memories. And one of my very first memories when my sister Laura and I, we were little, we were probably...
Just the one where you said, I'm going to cut you?
No. That's a good story.
That's a
though,
great
too.
Story. That's my, one of my favorite. When I'll chased, cut you.
When I chased her with the knife. Remember that, Laura? Chased you into the bathroom and I had the serrated bread knife under the door. Like
the shining, I'll cut you.
No. We were maybe four and five. And it was Christmas morning and we woke up and my mom and dad had bought us these Gerber babies that were in high chairs and it had all
the baby stuff.
I remember that. And there's a picture of us and I remember it so distinctly about this Christmas and waking up and seeing, it was like magic.
One of those great Christmases.
It was magic. Yeah. And so I wrote that story. And so I have story after story of my whole life.
It's all coming out. When it starts coming out. Nice.
And it's not going to be in any chronological order. It's just going to be whatever I feel or whatever comes to mind.
Nice.
And I'm going to fill the pages and I'm going to leave it for her.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to honor that.
You have no inheritance. It's because we spent everything.
Here's a pair of earrings and a journal. Enjoy.
And Christina did not like that one. You can have a watch and some wires.
But what Christina did say, she said, can I have Phoebe? We're like, we were hoping not to die.
We
want to
last a little
years.
Bit longer if you don't mind.
But you can have Phoebe if you'd like her. She loved Phoebe. So yeah, isn't that? So we'll put a picture of the journal.
She sent four Sharpie S gel 0.7 pens. I am loving these pens.
I know. She said, share two with Adam. I'm like, it's my birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. These are great pens. You know, I have a very big problem
you
writing.
You got schmutz on your chin.
I'm drooling.
Okay.
My handwriting is atrocious. It's horrible. And what I notice is if the pen has a little bit of resistance in writing, it helps me because my brain goes much faster than my hand can. And,
so it forces you to slow down?
Whatever it is, I can read my handwriting.
Oh.
So these pens are great. They feel great. It's the Sharpie S Gel 0.7. It turns out a lot of people like knowing what pen you use.
Oh, yes. You told me that you deconstructed the whole pen thing.
People love pens.
I know. I put that in the newsletter. I'm like, we'll be talking pens. I'm like, people will tune out for sure.
Wow. I can't wait to hear
like
that
pens,
show.
Whoa.
Pens. Yes.
But speaking of my daughter, Ellen,
yes.
You like these transitions?
Yes,
she calls
slick.
Me the other day. I'm in the grocery store with Annette.
Slick,
she calls
babe.
Me. She's like, hey, yeah. So her boyfriend's name is Jesse. She goes, yeah. Jesse's parents found your podcast and are listening to you now.
Ruh-roh.
She goes, please tell me you're not turning into a celebrity.
Turning into? Does your daughter not know that you are already the queen of Fred? Does she not know this?
Do they want an autographed picture of me and Adam?
We need those two press pictures, handouts. Can you fill me up?
We have them from Craig.
That's what I mean. We got to print them up. Curry and the Keyboard.
I know. I'll put them on our business card.
We need a press kit.
I'm going to seriously do that.
Business card. Producer
Adam Curry, talent Tina Curry.
Well, why don't you put talent first and then producer second?
Oh, true.
That's fine.
Okay.
Could you put executive producer so I feel a little better than that?
I don't know. We'll see.
So I can put it in IMDb. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
By the way, you know, with all these strikes going on, people are going to move to podcasts. And we had, we looked at the number. We had like 15,000 people listening in June. That's amazing.
I know. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. And then, so I got the last final birthday card. So I got a gift. I finally got my card from Elise. It was a week later.
A beautiful card.
It said to my very first best friend, aww, happy birthday, mom.
Aww,
I know.
Sweet.
I forgive her for sure. And then Sir Brian.
You mean for sending it late? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Sir Brian. So this box shows up, a USPS box. And I see, and it says Tina Curry. You
know, okay, the box was $17 to send.
I'm like, this thing's pretty light for whatever's in there. If someone spent like, $17 to send this to you, what is it?
Yes, because he said, I'm sending you a little something for your birthday. And I said, oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. And so this box shows up, and inside is a cardboard piece of paper, and it says, when donation levels get reset, your charcuterie board status be like. And he sent a Lunchables.
The thing is, you know, with that, he should have at least, you know, put like a diamond ring in there or something.
Diamond ring?
Anything, anything. You should have put a real valuable gift in there. But no, it's just a Lunchable.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was pretty funny.
We laughed pretty
hard. He's a little upset because he's donated. I think he was the first person that donated 1 million Satoshis. And we were like, oh, sorry, going back to zero.
Well, that's just fair for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know if he donated this.
He did. He did two donations, he said.
Two donations.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, you want to thank a few people?
I think that's a fine idea. Why don't we open up the cork soaker bin here?
Now it's time to hear.
Look at you transitioning into donations. Wow. Blow me away, girl. Now you're good.
Hey, I could push those.
Really? You can't push any. Go. Yeah. You want to sit here? You want to sit on this side?
What did you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
To hear from the cold.
Curry and the Keeper is a value for value podcast. What we really, of all the things you can do, what we'd like you to do, and a lot of people say, oh, that sounds complicated. I don't know. Go to your app store. Doesn't matter what, if you're on Android or Apple, doesn't matter. Get Fountain. Just look for the Fountain app. And then when you open it up, hit the little magnifying glass and search for Curry and the Keeper. You can just Curry Keeper. That'll be enough. And then listen to us on that. The reason why is if you've never done value for value, if you've never even heard of Satoshis or Bitcoin, you don't have to, because the minute you start listening to any podcast, you automatically get those per minute. They give you one, and you can send those to us. You can send those to whoever you want. You can buy more to send to other people. It's the new model. You're looking at me like,
I'm thinking about the Bitcoin article that I rewrote. I'm like, I got this down. I know exactly what it's about.
I was asked to write an article for Bitcoin Magazine.
You wrote it through ChatGPT.
I did not
write it.
I wrote it and then I ran it through ChatGPT.
The ever-evolving world of podcasting was the opening sentence.
That was actually me. That wasn't ChatGPT. That's why I'm so embarrassed. That was me. I didn't know what to say. The ever evolve. You're the writer in the family. Yeah. Me, I'm the talky-talky guy.
Yes, okay. Yeah,
okay.
Anyway.
Ecclesiastes.
Okay. You said you were done.
I can't help it.
Okay.
So the whole concept behind value for value is we just want to know that you value what we do. You can let us know in so many ways. First, you can tell somebody else. Tell somebody to listen to Curry and the Keeper. That's always
share
great.
Share the newsletter.
Subscribe or share the newsletter. Mm-hmm. Get someone to subscribe to the newsletter, which reminds you to listen to the show. You can send us wine. You can send us Lunchables. Okay, Brian. Send
I us ate Lunchables.
Did you? No, you did not. You did not. Did you really eat the Lunchables? Do you still have them?
No. I donated it.
I mean, you donated
it
to the trash bin.
I gave it to the dog.
You did not give it. You put it in the trash, be honest.
I mailed it back to Brian.
Repent.
Actually.
But we also love it when you send that back in treasure. Time, talent, treasure. We'll take it all. Actually, we got a nice little thing here I want to play in a minute, which is some talent that's being shared with us, which I think will actually be nice for us to share again. Get to that in a moment.
Okay.
But a lot of people like to send us dollars. They like to send us Bitcoin, Satoshis. You can do it through these apps. You can do it through PayPal. It really just lets us know that you value what we do. And, it doesn't matter what that is, whatever. And it's usually numbers. Like I start off today with we have two executive producers. The first one is Beth Borazan, who is no stranger to supporting us.
Beth is close to being a
Salmon Yang.
Yes, she is.
And she sent the ever effervescent 111.11.
These go to 11.
It goes to 11. It's a go to 11 donation, Beth. Very
Thank
good.
You, Beth, you're awesome.
And I didn't get to see a note, though, from Beth.
I didn't. It just says crank it to.
Crank it to. Cheers. Crank it to 11.
These go to 11.
It goes to 11. Thank you, Beth.
Thank
we really
you,
appreciate
Beth.
That.
That's so sweet.
Doing these numbers is hilarious.
Yes.
I love the numerology of it. Then we have our second executive producer. We have no associates today because that's 50 to 100. Anything over 100, you're an executive producer. And you get the credit. It's a credit you can put on IMDb.
Yes.
Where I put my credits.
Yes.
It's a real official producing credit. Mm-hmm. You, by the way, if you look there at IMDb at executive producers for this show, and you look at what executive producers, it's like this, like real, like Hollywood producers.
Like,
yeah, man. You get to put, like, it's like Hollywood, you're like a Hollywood producer, man. It's like in these days, like in these days of like the strike, like, you know, then you can be a real producer.
You're so funny.
Amanda Bates comes in with $100, and we appreciate that, Amanda. And she had a note. Do you have her note in front of you?
I do. Okay. I do. I'm going to read it. It's a little bit long, but I'm going to read it.
It's a good note. I like it.
In the evening, Adam and Tina.
In the evening!
You've nailed it.
Thank you.
I am hoping this note gets to you in time for the show this week, as PayPal would not allow me to include a note with my donation. I know they do, but it's really small. They don't.
Yeah, I don't think you can do more than 120 characters. Or
no
something.
Need to read this entire note, as I know I'm a little wordy. Too late.
Hey, we're reading it. We got time.
It is Dame Mandy of the Green Mountains, actually. That's her no agenda Dame name. I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for such wonderful content. As a former pop culture whore who went cold turkey in 2020 when I finally woke up, I did too. I miss good entertainment tremendously. I've been so grateful for No Agenda, which led to Mo Fax, and now both of you. I love the way you banter, the stories you share, and most importantly, your faith. I too am on a journey with my faith, and it has been a beautiful experience so far. Hearing your heartfelt emotions, whether it's about Adam's baptism or the moments you both realized something nefarious was afoot, meaning, i.e. the car not starting, resonated with my entire being. It is because of all of this that I have a semi-selfish request with this donation. I will need a decanting.
Oh, hold on a second. Here we go.
You've been decanted.
That's official. There you go, Amanda.
But more importantly, I need your prayers. On Thursday, I am having an 8-hour surgery for abdominal repairs from colorectal cancer 5.5 years ago. I am absolutely cancer free. Praise God. So I am not worried about this other than the length I will be under anesthesia. Well, you were under for a long time, so I'm sure you're in good hands, Mandy.
Yeah.
When I went through my original 7-hour surgery, I did not want prayers because I equated them with pity. Oh, how I've learned since then. Amen. The power of prayer is amazing, and I will ask for them from whoever wants to give them. For sure, you have been in our prayers.
And we will pray for you tomorrow morning, and I'm sure that everyone who hears this in time will pray for you as well. And for your recovery as well, you bet.
And as she ends with, I am looking forward to catching up on CNTK episodes. I miss since the show started, while I'm forced to sit still, not an easy task, and recuperate. I appreciate you both so much. I apologize for how long it took to show my value, but I'm about to be out of work 6 to 8 weeks and needed to make sure obligations were met on the home front. Please know I value this far more than the number I am able to share. Much love to you both. God bless Dame Mandy of the Green Mountains.
God bless Dame Mandy.
So everybody, please lift Dame Mandy up in your prayers as she's going into surgery tomorrow.
We will. Yes. And we'll do it again tomorrow.
Thank you so much. It was so kind. And we'll be praying for you. And we hope that we bring you joy as you're recuperating.
Yeah. And let us know how you're doing.
Yeah.
Let us know how everything went.
Sure.
Please. For
definitely.
Sure. $49.99, which means I love you, but I don't really want the title.
Oh,
which I always appreciate. I love that Mac Tank.
Yes, and I didn't have a note for that.
No, I don't have a Hank. No, neither do I, but that's okay. Lots of people do. Katie Trimble came in with $25.33.
Katie is a recurring donation.
Yeah, that's a monthly donation. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Katie. Those monthly donations are great. We really appreciate that.
Yes.
And hold on a second. I need to get my... I was almost prepared. Sorry. Try to do my best. Let's see. We had 77,777 Satoshis, also known as a striper donation, from Pastor Jimmy.
Yeah.
He says, sending a row of sevens for two of my favorite humans. Keep living up and leaking out. Bro date to commence this week. We had to postpone until next week, but I'm looking forward to it. Bro dates are very important.
I got to get all my time in with Annette before we're gone for a couple weeks too, so... Just saying.
It's not about you. This is about my bro date with Jimmy. Stop horning in on my action here.
Sorry.
Iron sharpens iron, brother.
This is true.
Then we have indeed two donations from Sir Brian with an eye. I shall read.
Oh.
The first, they're both 33,444 sats, which is really appreciated. Those are nice donations.
So it's 66,888.
I don't know if it means anything, but I like it. Here we go. If any cork soakers are proficient with Photoshop, I'm looking to collab on some art for the CNTK merch store.
Ooh.
I know I'm awesome at almost everything, but not graphic design. We all have our flaws. Just search for Sir Brian with an I on Instagram to get in touch. If you see a picture of a dude riding a real life great white shark at SeaWorld, you found the right account.
Oh,
in the evening.
In the evening.
Well, I just want to say, Brian, Craig Weinberg created our logo for us. So we're trying to stay brand, you know,
we
consistent.
Do. Oh, here's the marketing. Here's the marketing
consistent.
Chickie jumping up.
That's right. That's right.
And he comes in with another one. I'd like to address something from the last episode. My dearest TJ.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
He collabed with TJ.
TJ the Wrathful. I hope this message finds you well. Thank you for being my friend while discounting it by saying that you aren't gay. I'm going to pull a Paul Harvey. And tell you the rest of, you know, Paul Harvey? Paul Harvey? And
no.
Here's the rest of the story.
Oh.
Paul Harvey, good day. That's classic Paul Harvey. I'm not gay either. And I'll prove it. I'll beat you in a tickle fight and then I'll leave you with all the dames. I will take them from ice cream and they will fawn over me. It will be lovely. Lids down, bottoms up. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
You just rolled your eyes. I got a note. Yes. I got a note from TJ the Wrathful.
You did.
And I want to mention this for two reasons.
Okay.
One, you know, I'm starting a music show, which is also value for value. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since he'd done these wonderful mixes for us, including the lid mix and the lovely day mix. And he sent me a note. He says, I had no idea you used lovely day at your wedding. All I have to say is God is awesome.
Aww.
And by the way, he has a slogan that he made up, KTLD.
KTLD.
Keep the lid down.
Oh.
Which I thought was great.
KTLD.
I'm just going to write that down for a second.
Keep
KTLD.
The lid down.
And I'm like, we need to use that. KTLD. KTLD, y'all. Keep the lid down.
We need a sign for inside of our house.
KTLD. Yeah. But I'd also said, you're so good. She said, yeah, no. You've excited. Remember, he said we'd kind of motivated him to get his music back. I'd like to play just a little bit of his music.
Oh.
And I'm going to play this on my music show just to let you know what this guy's doing, because I think it's really, really good.
Wow.
Here he is. We know him as TJ the Raffle. This is called Bloodshot Lies. He's known as Dorfles in his music.
One minute we were smiling for a picture on your phone, and now I call a voice that's saying that you're not at home. Too many closing times, too many Uber rides, but when you lose yourself, you know where to find me. You can't believe in all the filters that you're posing through. Can't hide the real inside the person that I thought I knew. So many storylines all tangled up inside with what you think is true. I don't even know.
Listen
you
to that.
Now.
Wow.
Right?
You're going to play this on Podcast in 2.0?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I'm going to play it in my music show, too. This is good. Just a little bit more. He's a crooner, man.
Don't sing.
Sorry. You like it?
I do.
It's cool, right?
I do.
By the way, if you rewind that and you boost, it'll go to TJ. That's how we hook this stuff up.
Nice.
It works that way.
When I think of TJ, I think about the picture that Brian sent me today. It was TJ. He had a microphone pointing down toward the toilet. So
okay, well, that's not the vibe I get with this. I like this song.
Yeah,
it's
I do
in the
too.
Show notes.
I
if
do
you're
too.
On Fountain, you can actually go into. I know the new Fountain.
Yeah,
you'll be able to pull the songs out of it too. So it's
this, excellent.
We are changing the music
we
business.
Are,
just saying,
yes,
I'm telling you, I'm just
stuff
going on.
You are, babe. You are.
Then we go on to 33,015 sats. Could
from
only be from
comic strip blogger.
Howdy, love birds, Tina and Adam. He writes, today I'd like to extend an invitation to your listeners to follow me on Twitter.
Mm.
Well, my handle is the quite succinct @CSB.
Yes, I do follow.
As my followers, they can look forward to enjoying hand-drawn cartoons by yours truly, memes created with the assistance of generative AI, and it'll also be available to answer any questions they may have. Yo, CSB.
Yeah.
I love you, CSB. Thanks, brother. Todd from Northern Virginia says, in the evening, cheers.
In the evening.
Ooh, that was was a double.
That was loud.
That was double. Row of Ducks, 22,222. Miss Mary Mack with 10,000. Do everything in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14, including supporting the best podcasters out there. Hand clap emoji. With love all the way from Connecticut, Blake and Mary, a.k.a. Katie from Beacon Falls.
Oh, thank you.
How nice is that? Yeah. Thank you so much. I love that. We have 5,000 from a frothy mix. A frothy mix.
They need to be decanted. I've never heard of it.
Frothy mix is probably new. Let's decant. There we go.
You've been decanted.
Thanks for the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Voyeurism podcast. I love it.
Yeah, we wish Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
1,000 sats from RGBTC, no note. And then Sir, by his grace, comes in, says, so much value for the kingdom. Happy belated to the Queen of Hill Country. See, I told you, Queen of Hill Country. Y'all are a gift. 1 Corinthians 13:12, NLT 12. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me completely.
Oh, David is one of the most lovely that I've ever met.
Fantastic,
yes.
Dude.
Just love him. Yes.
Thank you all so very much for supporting us.
We have an automatic PayPal. Hold on. Which is
$5.
$5.55.
How come I didn't see that one?
It came through PayPal.
I didn't see it on the PayPal. I'm sorry. Thanks for catching that.
Yes, it's Vincent Farrell. He came. I don't see a note from Vincent though.
That's okay, Vincent.
Yes, I don't. So thank you, Vincent.
Thank you so much, man.
And then I have a couple things some gifts that we got.
Yes, just as I'll wind this up by saying at curryandthekeeper.com, we have a donate page. You can find all of the ways to donate. Of course, we'd love for you to get a modern podcast app, get Fountain. It's real easy if you've never done it before. I use Podverse, but I'm advanced. But we also have a P.O. box, and you visited the P.O. box. And I think there's something came in from Stephen Page. We haven't seen that yet.
We haven't seen it, no.
When did you go to the P.O. box? Monday?
Yesterday.
Really? He says it was delivered there. Monday. Okay, well, we'll check again. P.O. box. All right.
But yes, we got from Sir Wes of the Balderdash from the Beer, Bourbon, and Balderdash podcast.
Right.
He sent us a delicious single malt finished in a sherry cast by Westland Distilleries in Seattle, Washington.
Let me tell you,
as soon as we got that, Sir Wes, Adam ripped it open and poured himself a glass.
Well, this was the same night you came home from the cow extravaganza
with Debbie
and Andrea.
Yes.
And whenever it says the cow extravaganza,
that's a good show title.
whenever something says Adam and Tina, I always let you open it because I'm not going to open that. Just like we open that together. And you like opening those. You like opening presents.
I do.
And so I said, oh, man, look at this. It's a single malt. And where is it from again? Does it say in there? Because I forgot.
From Westland Distillery in Seattle, Washington.
And it had two official glasses with it.
And two Glencairn glasses for you to properly do a whiskey tasting. There's a whole science to this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tasted it improperly because I just poured it into that glass. I'm like,
Yeah, because he gives us step-by-step instructions of how you pour a half ounce. We will do. I think you poured about 4 ounces.
I did. Yes.
And I think you threw some Topo Chico in there.
I did not. No. I did not. Don't do that. It was delicious.
Yes.
And I'd love to know more about that because I used to have single malt. The Shefflin Somersets was my client. So I got all the Oban and all those single malts from Scotland. So I know a lot about the peat and the moss and all this stuff.
Wow.
And I wonder how they make that taste because it was delicious.
Well, you didn't do any of this.
Because no, I did not.
Second, you're supposed to pour a half ounce. You're supposed to describe the color. Do you even remember the color?
I sure do. It was perfect caramel.
Okay.
And then what next?
You're supposed to smell the whiskey.
I did. Next. What's next on the list?
You're supposed to swirl the glass a bit and take slow sips.
I swirled the glass and guzzled it.
Let the whiskey linger in your mouth.
I did let it linger. If you let it linger.
And breathe in through your nose and gently swallow.
I'm still enjoying it.
Your taste and smell are directly linked. As a matter of fact, about 80% of your taste is smell. Did you know that?
Yes, I do. And you know that your teeth are also an important part of your smell and your taste?
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why I didn't go for a full on false teeth dentures.
Yeah. Well, it's sexy for one.
Well, yeah, taking them out and putting them in glass. I don't know, baby.
At least you can't count my teeth anymore.
At least
anymore.
You won't bite me anymore. Right.
But your teeth, you know, they said, you know, if you don't have teeth into your bone, then you will even taste things differently.
Oh, so, I bet.
Yeah. I remember Hollywood told us that.
Yeah. Then finally, you're supposed to pour a half ounce into the glass with one or two drops of water in the whiskey and repeat the above steps. You didn't do any of that.
Want to do that right after the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Promise?
It's Wednesday.
You're not just saying that for show business.
For the show, right? Yeah.
No. I'm going to do it. I can't wait.
And then we also got this label from Marker's Make. We don't know who,
Maker's Mark.
Oh, excuse me. Maker's Mark. Whiskey. We don't know who it came from.
No,
but it has Curry and the Keeper on the label.
Which is hilarious. And you can put it over the
we're hoping that the bottle is coming short behind it.
Yes, we do. Like, is there a bottle that goes with this? Because if not, I'll go out and buy a bottle because it is the Maker's Mark label.
Yeah, it's the label, but it's got Curry and the Keeper on it.
Which is cool.
So
I like
that. Wait for the bottle and then we'll put the label on it.
We got a note from the president of the company. So thank you for supporting us.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so someone supported them and gave us the label, and we'd like to know. We didn't get any note with that.
No, we didn't. And then lastly, we got two gifts from Sir Timothy of No Fixed Title. And it's a pretty long long note, so I won't read all of it. But he sent in a disc of...
it's a rare CD, actually.
Larry Norman's awesome theme album, Something Under the Sun, from 1977. It's a rare out of print original CD format.
I appreciate that, man.
Yes,
I like
we
that.
Are. And then he also sent me a USB drive.
With a mix of it.
Yeah, the Style Council, which I know who the Style Council is.
Shout it to the top.
So he said, the perfect soundtrack for us being by our pool. If we only win in our pool, we don't have a light in our pool now.
Once the graphics card is fixed. It's not a janky pool. By the way,
Jimmy have a really beautiful pool.
By the way, may I just say,
yes,
because it's coming from Sir Timothy of No Fixed Title, it's okay to put that into your computer. Otherwise, if someone gives you a USB drive, you are forboden to jam that into your computer.
Do I have a USB drive in my computer?
You have a USB port. Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. Okay. But most people, you know, you really, it's like you don't just eat something someone sent you in the mail unless you really know who sent it or really trust them. Like the Kratom.
Yeah.
Which the Kratom was good. I haven't had any more Kratom since then, but
Yeah.
Thank you, Sir Timothy.
Thank you to everybody.
We love getting all these things that makes us feel good.
It's like Christmas every time we go to the P.O. box.
And that's really what, you know, we were talking about this the other day, Dave Jones and I. That's really what podcasting is. As long as you get some value back somehow, you feel good about what you're doing.
Yes.
You know, that it's not about, you know, certainly not about ads. We refuse to do that. But it's not about statistics or anything. It's about just letting us know that you value what we do. And we love that. Especially the notes.
And I love all the notes. Cause as you know, words of affirmation is my love language.
It's your love language, baby.
So I love it.
Did you have anything else on your list?
I just have a couple more. Your shirts. We've got to order you new shirts.
Because of my physique?
Yes.
Not just because my vape started to leak and I ruined one, which
brand
I'm very sorry
shirt,
about.
Adam
that.
Decided to blow out his vape for whatever reason.
In the car. And I'm like, I can fix this.
Yeah.
Vape juice. Spewed.
Brand new shirt, vape juice.
Very sad.
It doesn't
about
come
that.
Out.
I know.
It's on our bedspread on Adam's side of the bed because I refuse to buy a new one until
Jerry
the vape.
And Kathy hook me up. Look at this thing. It's leak proof. It's fixed. It's done. Thank you, Jerry and Kathy. Vapealicious.
You should surgically have that attached to your hand.
It is.
Yes.
But yes, you can tell, and I'm very proud of that. Thank you for noting. The other day, you actually said by yourself without me prompting, flexing, or standing in front of you. You said, "I can see your arms have gotten bigger."
Yeah, they're bigger than mine now because my arms are always bigger than yours.
Wow, so hurtful.
You're just a tall, thin guy. That's all.
Not anymore. Oh, yeah. I have a V formation.
Well, let's not go that far.
Can we end the show now, or is it one more?
Yeah, no. All I have is how cool we are. We were talking about how...
Excuse me, everybody. Stop the presses. We're cool.
Remember when we were in the car with Christina and Brian and Kevin? Christina and Kevin, we were in the car and the song played. You go, I love how cool we are because we clap.
What song was that? It was the... I'm Levitating.
Yeah. And both of us just clap. Like,
and either they thought, because how old is that song? Is it like really old?
No, it's a few years old. It's not that old.
And I couldn't see them in the rearview mirror, but either they thought we were the coolest thing or they were like...
Are like these old people clapping their hands? They're old. We're not old.
One thing's for sure, you are beautiful. Aww. And I love you.
And I love you. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Oh, no. Oh, next week. Oh, yeah. I got another newsletter, right?
I'll see you tomorrow or tonight or right after the show. I live here. We'll see you in 1 week, everybody. Take care. We love you.
In the evening. Curry and the Keeper.